I sometimes wonder how I would spend my time if I had not devoted so much of it to reading and to writing. When I seek a wordless activity, I tend to take up painting. I call it wordless, but there seems to be a stream of words somewhere in the background, and it is to make sense and shape out of consciousness that I try to create poems out of what I have in various ways perceived as my perceptions. Above all, I try to write poems in a variety of styles and forms, and I try to do so again and again. Why? Each poem has its own ideas, emotions, and motives, which may manifest themselves in the completed work. Some of the rewards of writing poems are to give shape and expression to what might otherwise remain incoherent or unspoken. Poems can also appear to preserve and revitalize what is lost and otherwise irretrievable. The quest for some kinds of verbal perfection is itself a durable challenge, and it is difficult to read widely without deepening sympathies and broadening perceptions. I suppose I read to apprehend the worlds of others, and I write in order to comprehend my own worlds and thereby to lead a fuller life. Such a life might be duller without the reading and writing to interpret it. Above all, I would like the poems I have written to speak for themselves to others whom I do not know, and to imply why they were written. For me, the meanings and motives should be implicit in the work itself, which need therefore have no other manifesto. A durable poem can have an afterlife.